This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right, this is Combat Pistol Craft with the man from Combat Speed LLC, and that is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I've been thinking about this simply because of what you told me that you're going through, and I mean, I've been, as we get to a certain age and we're concealed gun carriers, there's a few physical complications that begin to set in, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. What exactly are you referring to, man?
Well, I mean, your hips, but I mean, you and Steve both have told me about your wrists, right? You have wrist issues. I'm having hand issues. I've got like one finger that seems to be arthritic on my trigger hand. The middle right. finger, and I mean, that makes it really hard just to grip the gun. I mean, there for a while before I got a little relief from it, I was thinking seriously that I was going to start buying a bunch of left-handed holsters and learn how to shoot left-handed.
Understood.
And
yeah, as age, go ahead, Bill.
No, I was going to say, I just, as what you were about to say, so you go ahead and say it because you've dealt with it more than I have as far
right.
as you've got.
As age and injuries, I mean, you're, you know, it could just be a standpoint of, sustaining an injury that's going to have a direct impact on your ability to get your weapon into action, keep it in action, or get it back into action. And all of these are very real issues, especially to anyone out there that carries what I would consider, you know, 100% of the legal time. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, my, left hip has given me some problems. And, but the funny thing about it, it hasn't affected, you know, my ability to interact with my firearms. But what I have found is just as a natural part of, you know, the human animal instinct, since, you know, I know that I am operating in a reduced force capacity, my level of awareness in respect to, you know, my immediate surroundings, circumstances, and what's taking place in my time and space has become much sharper because I am, and do consider myself, you know, operating in a reduced capacity. My level of awareness when I am out and about is much sharper, and I am much more switched on than I were, because were I to be or find myself in a confrontation, I would be much more likely to rely on my firearm because my physical ability to fight has been compromised for now. Okay, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about what you're saying. I mean, that's
right.
That's the basis behind every martial art out there. So,
Absolutely.
You're having to deal with whatever your environment is as far as what you're going to do as well. But sometimes the environmental issue is internal. It's with us. So then,
exactly.
So like in your case right now, how bad is your lateral movement? Or does it? Can you move laterally? It just hurts like the dickens.
My movement has been severely compromised. I'm doing good to get, you know, up and around and about and take care of the things that need to be taken care of. But that's the extent of it, because it hurts to move, period. And it's going to, I had to accept the fact that this is my new normal for now. I'm targeting surgery to take place in February.
Right.
Provided everything comes together. But the thing about it is, coming back to your original point, which is a very good point, you don't always enjoy best case circumstances. You could be, you know, physically injured or physically compromised in a manner which would affect your ability to get your weapons into action. So all of these things need to be taken into consideration, and whatever modifications you need to make, make them. Don't get caught short knowing in the back of your mind your abilities have been compromised and you've done nothing to support responsible carry and employment of your firearm.
Right. I just think about that, and it's really a changing thing every day, isn't it? It's a changing thing every day. I mean, for me, well, I don't have
to take each day into consideration. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, as I'm trying to,
I aggravate in the forefront of your mind.
Yeah, as I was trying to work out to be in better shape to do this, that's what aggravated my hand and caused my hand to get all inflamed and everything, and now I'm having to treat my hand too in order to keep on working out.
Right, understood.
So, I don't know if I would call that depressed or what, but I do sit back. I still think like I did when I was in the military when I was 25 years old.
You mean like being a little bummed out that you can no longer do what you used to be able to do?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got to go through it, man.
I know. I'm just...
I don't... You know, my body is explaining it to me. Many times, you know, I've had doctors tell me, hey, dude, you need to consider slowing down and not being so hard on your body. And I'm like, yeah, right, man. Okay, what's next? You know, what new parts can I add to the pile?
But, some people...
As long as you take your immediate, and this applies to anyone, as long as in respect to, you know, being a responsible citizen, you'll take your immediate circumstances, your day-to-day immediate circumstances into consideration and how it affects your ability to, one, get your weapons in action, two, keep them in action, and three, get them back into action to, you know, basically survive the engagement. And if you do anything less than that, I would consider it irresponsible on that individual's part. It just takes a certain level of, you know, discipline to be responsible 100% of the time.
Yeah. We're coming up on the first break, and one of the reasons that I do this series with Super Dave is because Super Dave has crossed all the bridges. And crossing those bridges, and like I'm crossing one now that he's been dealing with forever. I mean, he's left pieces of him all over the place. And so in order for me to remain where I want to be, I have to be able to deal with what's going on with me as far as my physical fitness and my physical capability. And that's what Mr. Harrington specializes in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about us carrying guns when we are ailing. Now, in January of 2015, I had a heart attack and open heart surgery. And I was faced, Dave, with the idea that I was either going to carry, because you can't pick nothing up after they let you go, after they cut your chest down the middle, because if your chest separates, if it comes apart where they've tried to patch you back together, if it separates the left side as it goes, as it slides by, because that's what it's going to do. It's going to slide by, and it's going to lacerate your heart. And you, I mean, there are people that do survive that, but most don't. So you can't pick up a gallon of milk with two hands for the first 60 days. So my problem was I was going to carry a gun. I knew I was going to carry a gun, but I wondered how much that was going to actually, if I actually had to pull the trigger in that window, what was that going to do? So I had to make a few allowances.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think during that time I carried the Glock 26 because that was the lightest gun I had.
Right.
But then I was worried about how much that weighed when I pulled the trigger. But, I didn't have to find out. But that was something I was a little concerned about. Plus, the other part was my draw was going to be sort of slow. With something like that, if you were faced with a student that came to you and said, Dave, look at here. You can still see the wires poking out of my chest. How would you advise him to carry a gun?
Well, first of all, I would make the point very clear that whatever he did, against the doc's protocol was on him.
Right.
I wouldn't want to encourage somebody to set themselves up for failure. So I'd make sure that was, perfectly understood at first. From a standpoint of having a compromised draw stroke, how do you carry and how do you, what do you carry it in? Is it in a holster? Is it in a fanny pack? Is it in a coat pocket? The first thing I would consider in respect to having a compromised draw stroke would be carry concealed in a manner in which as soon as I could get my firing grip on the gun, I could fire, get the gun oriented on the threat and fire through, the fanny pack, fire through my jacket, whatever, the means of carry is, even if it's in a sling bag, not a double strap backpack, but like a single strap sling bag.
Right.
As long as you can get your hand in there and get your firing grip, is it feasible to fire through the carry mechanism? You may, of course, you would have that one round, possibly more. It certainly, if it's a semi-automatic, it could malfunction, and rightfully so. But what is the value of that first shot? Under those specific circumstances, you take that first shot, get the gun out, get it back into action, and continue the engagement, or conduct yourself accordingly.
Right.
But there's different options. It's not all doom and gloom. You may have to select a different pistol with a smaller caliber.
Right. The only thing that I carry 9mm. I don't have a smaller pistol with caliber. In that particular case, I just about needed to have it where I would just lay my firing hand on my stomach. Because that's the only, that's as much as I could bend my arms, and that's as much as they wanted me to flex my chest. Now, I was carrying at 3 o'clock on my hip.
Okay.
And I was carrying outside the waistband just to try to give me a little bit of an edge. But, that would have been a very slow process, very slow and very deliberate. But
right. But then again, slow and deliberate can answer the mail.
Yes, it can.
Rather than fast and fumbly. There's just no making sense out of it. What I try to get people to do is focus on you know, the task at hand and figure out the best solution for that set of circumstances. And if there aren't any, then sometimes you have to accept that fact. Just like, for example, with my hips being in the condition they are, I have to opt out of going to the SHOT Show, which, you know, in order to have a successful show, you've got to get around. You got to motor around. That's, you know, 4 or 5 days of straight being on your feet for 18 hours a day. You know, I'm going to have to opt out. There are some things that you just have to come to a common sense solution, and you may be able to get out and about. You may not be able to.
Well, I see that. I see that. Now, when we're coming up on the next break, the next thing I want to talk about is things that just come with age. And how, I mean, you and I, what are you, a year older than I am? Or am I a year older than you are?
I'm 59 in November.
I'm 58. I'll be 59 in April. So you've got me by what? 5 months. So we're basically the same age. And, I want to discuss that when we come up in the next little bit. Have you ever had a student that came to you that wanted to be able to carry a gun, but their physical capability or their physical condition just completely negated the possibility that that could be something they could do successfully?
Yes, I have. I've had to deal with that in the past. Yes.
So
it just wasn't feasible. The individual was, you know, very concerned about their ability to protect themselves with a firearm. But as we worked through all the key nodes, the person had to accept the fact that, you know, a firearm just was not the, you know, a viable option. They could not carry in good conscience because they could not be completely responsible,
right,
you know, for the safe conduct that goes right with, you know, carrying 100% of the time.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Central Texas are declining to release major details following the arrest of a woman in connection with the disappearance of a mother and child. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley with the charges that have been filed.
We do have one person that has been arrested and charged. The charges that have been filed at this point are two charges of kidnapping and one charge of tampering with a corpse.
President Trump is accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. In his final press conference of 2019, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discusses the establishment of Space Force as a new military branch.
Our reliance on space-based capabilities has grown dramatically, and today outer space has evolved into a warfighting domain of its own. Maintaining American dominance in that domain is now the mission of the United States Space Force.
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we're talking about what ails us and stuff like that as we go along. Now, at our age, do you have anything like, you know, you're having a bunch of stuff replaced. You're becoming sort of bionic. But do you have arthritis anywhere? What? How's your eyesight? You know, that kind of thing.
My eyesight is awesome, dude. I really have been fortunate. I've had very little degradation in my vision over the years. I still have 20/40 vision. As a matter of fact, legally, I need a script to drive at night in Florida. Otherwise, my eyes are good to go. But I will say this. I've been taking vitamins, eye vitamins, for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. So I, you know, I factor that in as well. But as far as the only thing I'm suffering from right now is just compromised mobility, getting into and out of various shooting positions. It's not happening. My mobility has been severely compromised for now.
Right.
But time has been very kind to me in respect to my actual skill at arms. Of course, you know, I dry fire regularly. I train regularly. And, of course, I do gigs on a regular basis. So And I would like to say, in respect to some of the things that I'm working on at what I consider my ability level, my shooting has continued to improve with time. You know, time, better understanding, and of course, quite a few reps and quite a few rounds downrange.
Hmm. What about your, as far as your hands are concerned, no problems with your hands?
In my left hand, I've got a little numbness in my fingertips.
Right.
But I attribute that more to playing guitar than I do shooting. That's another hobby I have. But
anyway. I could see where that would any sort of thing like that, which makes something which is smaller, requiring dexterity, I could see where that would add to flexibility, because that's really what it comes down to, right? Loss of flexibility.
Right, absolutely. The only every once in a while I get an impingement in my right wrist when I'm drawing very aggressively, but it's it's not a chronic thing. It's not a chronic problem.
Right.
It depends on the level of workout. You know, the intensity of my pistol workout will play heavy on sometimes, you know, my right hand, I grip the pistol so hard, having finished and put the gear away, periodically my right hand will cramp. Little things like that, little indicators. Now, that could be just being a little dehydrated, who knows? But my right hand will inadvertently contract with a little nerve action. And that's it. I've been extremely fortunate. I look forward to, getting my mobility back and driving on. Continue the mission.
Yeah. What about as far as, like, with people, with me, right? I just took this red dot sight class with Steve. And right. I tried to do it with my sunglasses on that I usually use to shoot with. And I would have done better if I'd worn my glasses. I need to get a prescription pair of sunglasses to shoot with, I guess. But,
okay.
I
always recommend clear lenses, no matter if it's a shooting-related issue.
Right.
Even from a work standpoint, you don't have time to change your glasses. You know, lighting conditions at the target, lighting conditions at your firing position, lighting conditions, period, weigh heavy on your assessment and decision-making process on how you're going to engage. So I always recommend clear lenses. And something else about your eye protection, too. You want to look at the curvature of the lens. You know, put the glasses on, slide them down your nose a little bit, and focus on an object, you know, 10, 15 yards, and then slowly raise the glasses up till you're looking through what should be the center of the lens. And see if there is any noticeable parallax between the curvature of the lens, the eyewear that you choose to use while shooting, and you want to make sure your visual perception of what you are seeing is actual. Now, this may seem like, you know, one of those nonsensical points of interest. However, depending on the level or, you know, the type of shooting you like to do, or satisfying the requirements of a shot that is presented to you, you want to make sure you have these things worked out.
Right.
If you're using, you know, some funky eyewear that affects your visual perception of what is actual, and you wonder why you can't produce a group smaller than X, you know, on a targeted X distance. These are the finer points of interest that you come to know and understand and figure out in respect to improving your performance, and that's whether it's a competitive effort or a work-related issue.
There you go. Okay, well, that part of it I get. I just I'm trying to find my way through this stuff because, like I said, I'm sort of stubborn, although I'm giving up on trying to get out there and go, yeah, I can still do the stuff I did when I was 31.
Yeah, you've got to kind of cool out on that.
Yeah, that's sort of done, isn't it? But
the issue that I'm dealing with is I'm being forced to realize that currently my body can no longer follow. It's been, I don't regret anything that I've done. I mean, if you went, 30 years ago and said, yeah, when you're 59, you're going to have your hips replaced.
Let me get you. I'll tell you what, I was going to listen. I need to listen to this, but I don't want to. You hang on. We're coming up on the last break here for the hour and everything. Talking to Dave Harrington, talking about what happens when we as concealed carriers, operators, if you will, what happens to us as we age, as we try to continue doing what we do successfully. And that's the key. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bags under the eyes,
Crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we're talking about what ails us today. And you were about to tell me something that I needed to hear, so please do.
Wow, Mr. Bill, that's that age thing, man.
You forgot?
I don't remember. Yeah, I forgot already.
Okay. So with people, when you see, like for yourself, have you changed anything as far as, have you made adjustments, or have you been able to successfully continue to do things pretty much the way you've always done them?
I have successfully been able to continue to do things the way I've always done them and stuck it up as I went. That's why, periodically, I say periodically, it's probably been on a schedule of the last 5 years. It's been injury, surgery, recovery, in that manner.
Right.
But I've always been able to remain active, with work. Although this hip issue has become, problematic.
Yeah. I've had my hip. I've dislocated one of my hips twice. And when that happens, you're basically ground to a halt.
Right. One key aspect of fighting with guns is never sacrifice your balance or your mobility.
Right.
Now, the baseline for that is your rate of movement in respect to how aggressive you have to move. You can look at it from a standpoint of using cover and or concealment respectively. You know, you do a time speed distance equation on how long it's going to take you to get there. Once you break the cover you're using, how long is it going to take you to get there? Is it 10, 15 yards? There are several things you want to do in respect to using cover and concealment, responsibly, for your own survival. But the last thing you want to do before you break cover to move to another position would be air-led check? What is the volume of incoming fire? And do you feel that you can safely, you know, expose yourself? It's kind of a risk mitigation point of interest.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's all based on your physicality.
Yeah. I had some muscle in my back that went into my glutes that would tighten up so hard for a while I couldn't walk 15 yards. And I'd be up here talking about, well, you know, when it takes off, I'll be that right in front of you. When the actual probability was that my lifespan was about as long as somebody noticing me moving around,
right?
Just because I couldn't move around, and so that whole thing, I completely get it. The 15 yards seemed like a mile.
Right.
And then I was waiting for that 15th yard so I could take my next break. That's how much pain I would be in. So I completely get that. But even after somebody becomes pretty much, I'm not going to say immobile, I'm not going to say like wheelchair bound, because I know people in wheelchairs carry guns. I mean, they probably are very good, right, and they can shoot as good as anybody out there. But when you go
work with a gentleman that was wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
Had a gig up in New Hampshire, and he did extremely well. I mean, there were some things that he just couldn't perform, but he was right there shooting it out with everybody else at every opportunity. I was very proud of that young man.
How old was he? Was he a kid or was he older?
I think he was about 33, 34.
Yeah, he was still where he should be as far as at the height of his power then, right?
Oh, yeah. He did just fine.
I haven't, you know, it used to be that I thought my legs were the most important part of my physicality as far as moving around and doing fire and maneuver and all this other stuff. But I am becoming more and more aware with the eyesight and my hands that I have other things to consider. And, I mean, some of the stuff that I'm having to consider, like I got sent some stuff by one of my friends is a doctor for responsible gun ownership named John Adine. And he heard me talking about my hand, and he's a pediatric surgeon, so he sent me some stuff to try to loosen that up and everything. And he's told me that if it doesn't work, I've got it. I haven't tried it yet because I just got it, but I am going to try it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get, is this the way it's going to be for the rest of my time? Because I plan on being around here for a while, and I plan on shooting as long as I can shoot as well, so that part sort of bothers me. What about as far as the way people carry? Does that change? Do people's, with some of their injuries and everything, do they have to change the way they carry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One key issue that the gentleman that I mentioned a while ago had to deal with was based on, he didn't have any legs, but he had some nerve involvement with his left side.
Right.
So if he had, or if he felt it necessary to have both hands on the gun, he had to pressure against the back of the chair to hold himself in the chair. And otherwise, you know, if he tried to put his left hand in a two-hand grip, he would fall out of the chair. He'd fall forward out of the chair.
Yeah.
So he not only controlled the chair and stuff with his left hand, but, the funny thing about it is, as long as he was holding himself in the chair with his right arm, he shot left-handed very well.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I got about 2 minutes left here, so I just want to ask you a quick question because you are a military. This is going to come completely out of left field for you. What do you think about military bases being a gun-free zone?
I don't agree with it. If you can basically accept it on the individual, you know, taking the oath of service and risking their life for the country, there should be no reason the military should deny any individual the right to self-protection, whether it's, you know, stateside or CONUS.
Well, I mean, on a military post, they can make a policy where everybody can carry, and it doesn't matter where they're at because that's federal territory, right? That's federal reservation. Well, what I'm saying is that do you think that military posts today are targeted?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before, you know, we suffer some serious incidents. I mean, look at the political craziness that's already taken place now.
Yeah. We may, when we have more time next week, which I think we'll have time next week. I may want to get a little more in depth with you on this because I do believe that this is I don't agree with it either. I think Sergeant E5 and above should be allowed to carry weapons. The uniform's designed to, you know, it's designed to hide them, and they just got these new M17s. Why not let them carry them?
Well, the biggest issue is training. I would certainly require extra level of training before you know, they were allowed to carry, you know, a duty weapon,
sure,
so to speak.
Sure.
Because you've got to make the distinction: is it a duty weapon or is it a privately owned firearm?
Right.
How does this work?
Well, we're running out of time. We will definitely get into that in depth because I know you spent enough time in there to have a better opinion than mine. I can guarantee you that. Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. He will return next week with Combat Pistol Craft. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. Take care. Be safe.
All right. Coming up next, I've got some breaking news coming from Ammo Land in the way of John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.